World leaders meeting this week at the United Nations General Assembly in New York will focus much of their discussion on how to end the conflict in Syria. Meanwhile, fighting continues across the embattled country, filling local hospitals beyond capacity.
More pump at our village, then it will have been this. This one of 100 patients I do for them, operation in abdomen.
The conflict has left about 100,000 dead, and the toll is growing daily. So is the number of refugees fleeing the violence. Among those who make it across the border, many are injured, disabled, sick, and traumatized by the loss of relatives, homes, and the life they knew. A group of 14 humanitarian organizations called on the United Nations Monday to increase the financial support to meet the immediate and long-term needs of displaced Syrians. Many are concerned about the future of young children growing up idle and deprived of basic necessities in refugee camps. UN Special Envoy for Global Education, former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, announced a plan Monday to educate 400,000 Syrian children in Lebanon. He has received $1 million from the web campaign group Avaz to start the project.
But we think we can raise this money by persuading different organizations that this is a practical, deliverable plan that can be implemented quickly. And instead of 400,000 Syrian children doing nothing, unemployed, perhaps becoming unemployable, a lost generation, a wasted generation, childhood destroyed, we can actually show that in the next few months, these 400,000 children can get the opportunities that they so richly deserve.
Brown called on donor countries Monday in New York to provide $175 million for the project that envisions employing former Syrian teachers, also refugees. Classes would be held in double or triple shifts in the Lebanese schools, and children would get meals. Syrian student Farah Haddad, who is attending college in the United States, joined the campaign.
To pursue an education is to imagine a future in which I can work with others to be the collaborative brokers of our mutual fate. Therefore, access to proper education must be understood by all parties involved in the Syrian question as a basic right for the Syrian children, indeed all children.
Gordon Brown also has enlisted support from the Pakistani teenager Malala Yousafzai. Yousafzai, now 16, was shot in the head and neck a year ago by Taliban militants for campaigning for girls' education in Pakistan. She survived the assassination attempt and recovered after surgeries and extensive treatment in Britain. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.